don't need my stocking filled with toys. And I don't need no gifts to bring me joy.
For us, the million-dollar question was always, how much land do you need for a minimum of 1,000 jobs? And what was surprising is that, as you can see, and you can achieve a minimum, we know there's a minimum of those 1,000 jobs, anywhere from 9 acres all the way to 72. And even the industrial building types that are, that you know, use up a lot of room typically because they're just very large, that 1,000 acres could fit on 48 acres. And the two frames of reference we have, of course, in the county are Navy Federal, which is on somewhere between 350 and 400 acres with 10,000 jobs, of course, and the recent Aerospace Engineering, which is providing 1,300 jobs on 65 acres.
All right, so OLF-8 is this saga of economic development that has been going on for long before I even came here 7 years ago. All right, so, you know, it's been going on for some time. If you don't know the backstory on this, basically the Navy owned this field, this massive space, several hundred acres just to the west of Navy Federal on 9 Mile, and the county has been for years thinking that'd be a good place for us to have some, we'd like to own it. It's a big open field where they used to land helicopters. What happened is we took some land in Santa Rosa County that we had. We converted it into a replacement landing field that fit the military mission better for Whiting Field. And so eventually we swapped that land to them, and they gave us this land. And it cost us, what, about $18 million, I think, in the end for the land and the construction. And now it's a question of what do we do with all of this land? And this has been a years-long process. We took it over, gosh, what now, 2 years ago, I think, if I'm not mistaken, about January of 19, I think, is when we took it over. So there's been this long process. Master planners were hired to kind of figure out what was going to be done with it. There were charrettes. That just means meetings where people share their ideas, a kind of a town hall process of getting input from the citizens. And the county commission is in charge of this ultimately, but the people are supposed to have a vote as well. And so yesterday, Marina Corey from DPZ and some of the other folks who were with DPZ, you know, Joe Minicazzi and Peter Brazelli, and these folks tried to give a presentation to the Escambia County Commission of what the people had been saying about these four different plans that are a variety of mixtures of business development and maybe some residential and green space and recreation and retail and, you know, all, just each one is a different mix of these different elements. Okay, that's like the shortest version I can give you on the backstory. All of that is just for context. This meeting was an embarrassment for our county. I mean, there's just no other way to see it. So they're trying to give their presentation. And in the middle of it, you got, and this is common, you know, because Jeff Bergosh is very opinionated about this subject. And he says, you know, give me jobs, 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 only jobs, ever jobs, no, nothing else but jobs. I know I got to have some housing, but jobs, jobs, jobs. And he will usually, when this subject comes up, express his opinion loudly and repeatedly and kind of filibuster the topic. It's his district. That's fine. It's his prerogative to have a strong opinion. He says he was reelected on the basis of this.
But overall, guys, I'd like the maximum number of jobs that we can create there. There's plenty of housing out in Beulah already. In fact, many of the residents and the people who elected me said there's too much. And they don't, even the ones who hate me and wrote checks to my opponent said, we don't want, we hate you, Jeff, but we agree with you. We don't want housing on OLF-8.
Okay, now the master planners, the DPZ folks, they say, well, that is not exactly what the people said. You know, the people actually weren't totally against the idea of having it. And, you know, it's okay to have a variety of opinions. The issue of what gets done in the end is not so much the question for yesterday. It was a question of the commissioners just wouldn't listen. I mean, I know Bergosh has a strong opinion and he cannot be pushed off of it. I get that. Okay. And that's fine. He's a politician. He's elected to represent people and they elected him and he's got a strong opinion and that's fine. It's this going through the process of hiring these experts to listen to people and to explain things and to really study what's going on in the area and figure it out and then to come back to the board with some recommendations and then just an absolute refusal to listen to even what they're trying to explain and to have their facts wrong. Like Stephen Berry, he thought the planning board had voted on Monday to make it a decision, and they hadn't, and he had to be corrected by county employees. Like, no, that didn't actually happen. But they just, like, every step of the way yesterday, why can't we do this and why can't we do that? And, like, why can't we develop all the frontage on 9 Mile Road? Well, because that area is water prone, apparently.
I think we should be utilizing all the frontage on 9 Mile Road. I
mean,
that's where we're going to realize.
That's where we get our money back.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we're going to realize the most money.
It's incredibly expensive. Yes, I'm with you on that, Steve. Yeah. In other words, what you're saying is you would prefer that we develop all the developable portions of the land and leave the wet stuff not developed? Is that
that's kind of where I'm at too. Yeah,
and to do otherwise, I think, is not maximizing the asset.
Now, there's two areas that are kind of concerned here. One is on the north side of it, in the backside on Frank Reeder Road, where there's all this, you know, trees and wetland. But the other area is on the western side of this on 9 Mile, and that's what they were saying. Well, why don't we develop there?
From an economic standpoint, there is a cost to fighting Mother Nature. That when you do take down that expense of going into territory that's essentially a wet land, and I realize you're also making more impervious surface, so that water's got to go somewhere as well. So when you think about the development of the rest of the site, a lot of that capacity is actually utilizing Mother Nature's wetland area as a natural sponge. But to change the landscape and fill that area in will have economic consequences beyond the environmental consequences.
Okay. Board,
just be aware of that. It's not as easy as filling it in.
Well, candidly, Board, I'm not talking about filling in wetlands. I'm talking about utilizing all that we can.
Well, but that was kind of the point. They're trying to explain to him that area, and also you then have the question of the development all along 9 Mile, and what Stephen Berry there, Commissioner for District 5, is trying to get them to do is, well, why don't we put, you know, what's called strip development? He got sidelined thinking it was strip malls, but that's when you put buildings right on the frontage where the parking lot and the building are right on 9 Mile, and they say that's not what we're trying to help you to do. We're trying to get you to develop the whole plot of land.
With all due respect, I mean, just saying a strip mall has got a negative connotation, to, like, you're using that to make it seem like it's something. That's not what I said.
We're looking at it from a comprehensive perspective, and those trips will draw that type of development. That's an honest interpretation of what happens on those vehicle trips, is that a developer will take advantage of that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's business. But from a standpoint of your investment dollar going into that and the externalizing effects of what will happen to 9 Mile in the future with more trips being generated for that type of use, that has to be considered. You know, we're looking at this honestly from an economic perspective, and we're trying to provide counsel at that level.
So Joe Minakazi is trying to explain, we're not trying to sandbag you. He actually accused him of under-presenting the thing in order to shade towards a specific outcome. I mean, it was weird to hear that. And again, you know, Stephen Berry is no longer the commission chairman, but he was acting like it yesterday. I kind of wish that Bender, who, you know, has just taken over the chairman, I wish he would have stood up a little bit more and said, you know, you're not actually the chairman anymore. But anyway, so this whole issue of what to do with the land and how to develop it, again, they tried to give them an explanation of why putting big retailers right on 9 Mile is not the best and highest use of that area, which is what apparently Jeff Bergosh and Stephen Berry are convinced of.
To add on to what Joe's saying, this is strategic on our part, because the way that we create more value for the entire site relative to retail uses is by pulling that retail off of that street wall. Because I agree with you, the most valuable retail land is what is directly fronting 9 Mile Road. But if we can create an environment where that retail creates a halo effect on more interior acres of land because of the fact that you're pulling traffic into the site, as opposed to nobody ever going beyond the frontage, that's the way we create value. And so that's one of the things that we did. And so obviously I speak to probably the same developers that you do in that market. I know exactly what their mentality is, and I know exactly how developers and investors would underwrite this. Certainly the most valuable land is on the frontage, but the way we can create value for the next 100 acres behind that is to actually start pulling it into the site. And so all of these plans do that. That was very purposeful to actually
get more value for the county. Can't that be done at the same time? I mean, can it be? It doesn't have to be all or nothing. I mean,
no, right. No, you're right.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay.
What they're saying, okay, what Jeff and Steven are saying is, you know, let's develop everything along 9 Mile, part of which is challenged because of the elevation and water runoff, which is not really feasible, but they want to develop that. And the developers are saying, okay, yeah, but if you do that, nobody will go behind that. There's no reason for people to go behind that to all of the stuff that's north of 9 Mile other than just that front strip. And they're saying, if we develop it comprehensively and draw traffic in off of the street, and get it into the site, then you can do so much more. Plus, also, the reason they want to put residential on there of some kind is so that those people don't have to come to those places. They can actually already be there, so you're not generating traffic for a street that is already overburdened with traffic. Anyway, there's so much in this. What to my mind was so frustrating watching this meeting is, number one, you've hired these experts and you've paid them this money to go through this process. Why won't you listen to them? Just listen to the presentation instead of fighting them tooth and nail the whole way through. The second thing is, the people in Beulah, many of which, everyone has different opinions, they have long felt like their voices were not going to get heard in this process and the commissioners were going to do whatever they wanted to do. And there was nothing in yesterday's meeting to assuage those fears. Because they put in all the time to go through these meetings, which some of the, I don't know whether the commissioners watched or not, but they didn't seem to have. Okay? And so the people who were in these charrettes expressed opinions and went through this process only to hear that in the end, maybe none of that's going to matter. So nothing's been decided. It's not done yet. You got January and February to come when they're going to have another meeting about this. But I'm like, dude, just listen and try to understand what they're saying. Put up the we're going to pretend to listen even.